I want to welcome you to Sullivan Hall for the final installment of the residency of Steve Kimmock. My name is Chubby Wombat Moon Alice, and I am here to introduce you to the medicine man of the Moon Alice tribe and the master of ceremonies for tonight's program. Now, we hope that you all are aware that recently, the greatest medicine man of them all passed from this sphere. We're talking about Owsley. And I want everybody to remember that every time this band plays, we're carrying that spirit with us everywhere we go. Now, to share a little bit of that history, I want to introduce the guy who was Jerry Garcia's guitar tech for 30 years, the spiritual leader of Moon Alice and the Deadheads, Big Steve Parrish.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, we have so much connection to New York, not only that I was born here, but that I got to hang out with Jerry and the Dead for all those years. And Jerry always said, hey, you're our New York karma, you know? So I just, right over now, had the biggest surprise of my life seeing a good friend of mine, Alan, and he was a witness to all the crazy times we had here in New York, because he worked at the hotel at the Ritz-Carlton, which was the Navarro Hotel before that, where we had some legendary parties and crazy times. But I got to tell you one crazy thing that happened there in the 70s to me and Jerry. We were standing in front of the Navarro at the time, and that's on Central Park South, right there at 59th Street. And we were talking, and first of all, a lady came up to us, and we were standing next to a limousine, it wasn't ours. She said, who the hell are you, Johnny Carson? She said to Jerry, and he goes, no, I'm not. And she said, well, watch out for the secret TV in Dallas, they're trying to get you. She walks away. And we're standing there scratching our heads when a car pulls up. A guy jumps out and hands Garcia a shoebox. And the shoebox, then they just take off and they go, they yell something out the window. The shoebox, Jerry opens it, and in it was a chameleon. And, but it didn't have, it had a whole book with it telling us that this was the lizard god, Changa Bonga. And if we didn't take this lizard with us forever, terrible things were gonna happen to the planet. What are we gonna do, Steve? What are we gonna do? Well, we gotta take care of it, right? So we were in the middle of a road trip. We're leaving New York City. We keep the lizard with us on the box, right? And then we realize, we start reading books. We, you know, in those days, they didn't have computers. And so we had to figure this out by ourselves. So we started by putting the tap on in the sink and letting the party room. The party room is what we called a room that we had to get going because Weir had a party in his room every night where he never slept, and so we had to make a party room. And that party room was where we listened to tapes and the shows back. And we had to, you had to drip the water just right to get the temperature right so Changa Bonga would live, because he wasn't coming to the shows with us. There was no way we could do it. So anyway, he was thriving with us on the road. Till we really were in a rush somewhere for a setup, early sound check, some crazy thing. I hand him to Sam Cutler, who was our road manager at the time. So Sam goes, I said, don't, you know, we tell him, everybody tells him, do it just right, Sam. I'll take care of him, I'll take care of him. Well, he just turned the hot water on full blast. And he cooked Changa Bonga. But everything from that moment on got better and better. Thank you all. That is a true story, totally true story.
One more time for Big Steve. All right, I guess we're gonna have to play tonight both for Owsley and Changa Bonga.
Hey. Ready?